You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Jillian is from Brighton. Good morning, Jillian.
Good morning.
Jillian also works as a YMCA lifeguard. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
How often do you sing the YMCA song from the Village People?
Never.
Oh. When you're in it, you don't do it.
What?
She's on the front lines of saving lives.
Are you
lives
kidding
there.
Me? Every Saturday that we go to the YMCA, me and Barrett, we jam that song in the car on the way.
That's wild.
Every Saturday for years now. All right, go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Jillian.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie her, that's still a loss for you. Kennedy's only lost 188 times. She's got 2,030 wins. And she has stepped into that soundproof studio that we call the Deathly Hallows. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one. It was 20 years ago today. Dave Navarro left the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Which band, known for the song Been Caught Stealing, was Navarro in before the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I have no idea.
Question number two. Jennifer Garner posted a video tribute to her pet chicken, Regina George.
Same.
Who died from natural causes last month. Regina George... Regina George is a Rachel McAdams character from which movie?
Mean Girls.
Question number three. Channing Tatum and Janet Dewan have lovingly chosen to separate after almost 9 years of marriage. Which film did Tatum make his debut in? Was it Coach Carter or Step Up?
Step Up.
Question number four. Paris Jackson turning 20 today. What model slash actress has she been seen out in public with recently? Flirting and kissing, leading to rumors that the pair are dating.
It's an actress?
Mm-hmm. Model and actress, yes.
I'm not sure.
All right, and question number five. Last week's Roseanne premiere got bigger numbers than what was originally reported. When you add in DVR views and a repeat airing, the initial numbers of 18.5 million viewers shoot up to almost 30 million. The Connors live in which fictional Illinois town?
I don't know that one either.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Starting off Tuesday right.
Dan's coming in hot. Man, these were tough questions this morning.
Man, I don't know if I would have got maybe two.
I have the answers in front of me, and I couldn't
get maybe two.
One of them right. Kennedy?
Yep.
Jillian got one out of five.
Sooch.
Oh, dear.
Don't let it affect you today in your concentration when you're saving lives out there, okay?
I'll try.
These are very difficult questions. Kennedy, are you ready?
Yep.
Question number one. It was 20 years ago today. Dave Navarro left the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Which band, known for the song Been Caught Stealing, was Navarro in before the Chili Peppers?
Jane's Addiction.
Was Jane's Addiction. 1-0. Question number two. Jennifer Garner posted a video tribute to her pet chicken, Regina George, who died from natural causes last month.
Do you think they ate it?
No.
No.
Regina George is a Rachel McAdams character from which movie?
Mean Girls.
It's Free Range.
You glow, Glenn Coco. All for you, Glenn Coco.
2-1, question number three. Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan have lovingly chosen to separate. That is their quote, not mine. They were together almost 9 years, Kennedy. Which film did Tatum make his debut in? Coach Carter or Step Up?
The first one.
That was 2005. Step Up was 2006. 3-1. Question number four. Paris Jackson turns 20 today. Which model slash actress has she been seen out in public with recently, flirting and kissing, leading to rumors that the pair are dating?
Cara Delevingne. They're adorable, by the way.
That's
adorable.
A beautiful couple.
4-1, question number five. Last week's Roseanne crushed it in the ratings, and it turns out it was even bigger than what they expected. If you include DVR views and repeat airings, almost 30 million people. Kennedy, the Connors live in which fictional Illinois town?
Oh, I have no idea.
Lanford is what I'm told. 4-1 is the final score. Those are tough, right?
Those were hard.
Those are very hard.
Very hard.
Jillian, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets. You're going to see Stomp at the Box Center Schubert Theater. There are three big shows, April 20th and 21st. Get ready for the International Percussion Sensation. Tickets available now at boxcenter.org. And you will be there absolutely free, which is super stinking cool.
Yes, it is. Great. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you for listening to the show this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jillian from Brighton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.